State GOP lawmakers are trying to push bills that would not allow transgender youth to play women's sports in high school or college. It's Tuesday, August 15th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, activists are calling for answers after Kenosha police mistakenly detained and hit a black man inside a restaurant. And State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is renewing efforts for newly elected Wisconsin Supreme Court Judge Janet Protasiewicz to recuse herself from certain cases. Sarah Lear will have more on that story. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on. And in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Transgender students would not be allowed to play women's sports in high school or college under bills recently introduced by GOP lawmakers. Rich Kramer reports supporters say it's about fairness, while opponents say it's discrimination.
A package of bills would create categories for men's, women's, and co-ed sports under state law. They also explicitly ban males transitioning to female from joining women's sports teams. Republican State Representative Barb Dietrich says a May poll by the Marquette University Law School found 71% of respondents support the idea of requiring athletes to play on teams matching their gender at birth.
Really, the goal of the legislation is not to be unfair to anyone. It's to create a spot for everyone that's safe and fair for each.
The bills would allow female athletes to sue schools if they feel a transgender student has deprived them from playing on a women's team. Democrats and the ACLU of Wisconsin say the legislation amounts to discrimination. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Teacher turnover in Wisconsin is most prevalent in school districts serving vulnerable student populations. Teachers of color are also leaving faster than their white counterparts. That's all according to a new report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum. The number of educators leaving the workforce is growing. Turnover rose nearly 16% statewide last school year. That's up from the average of about 11% over the past 15 years. Heather Peschke heads the National Council on Teacher Quality. She says because of that turnover, students of color and students from families who are struggling financially are often assigned to the least experienced teachers.
What this does is it just perpetuates students paying the price for unqualified, inexperienced, and underprepared teachers.
Milwaukee Public Schools, the state's largest district, had as many as 230 teacher vacancies last year. Kenosha activists are calling for answers after a video appears to show police detain and repeatedly hit a black man who had been holding a baby. Police mistakenly believed Jermell English was responsible for a hit-and-run crash. A video widely shared on social media shows officers throw English to the ground as one officer appears to hit him several times. In a statement, police said the real suspects for the crime were in the bathroom of the restaurant and were later arrested. Dr. Monica Cummings is a reverend in Kenosha. She says she believes police need to do more to de-escalate situations like this.
But the police need to approach people with respect and not with a sense of they're guilty before being proven innocent.
The Kenosha Police Department says it has launched an internal investigation into the incident, which happened on July 20th. However, English has since been charged with disorderly conduct and resisting and obstructing an officer. The Republican leader of Wisconsin's Assembly is renewing calls for a newly elected state Supreme Court justice to recuse herself from certain cases. And as Sarah Lear reports, in a recent interview, Speaker Robin Voss raised the possibility of impeachment.
Republican state lawmakers now theoretically hold enough seats to impeach and remove public officials. In an interview with WSAU Talk Radio, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said lawmakers might consider starting impeachment proceedings against Janet Protasiewicz if the Democrat-backed justice does not recuse herself from certain cases. Voss gave the example of cases involving redistricting, noting that Protasiewicz has referred to Wisconsin's electoral maps as rigged.
I want to look and see, does she recuse herself on cases where she is prejudged? That, to me, is something that is at the oath of office and what she said she was going to do to uphold the Constitution.
Democratic Minority Leader Senator Melissa Agard accuses Voss of trying to undermine the will of the people with threats of impeachment. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A program at a firehouse in Milwaukee is trying to solve an old problem with new technology. Many Milwaukee neighborhoods are food deserts. That means residents don't live within walking distance of a grocery store. The nonprofit Community Agricultural Growing Experiences established a garden in a converted firehouse to bring fresh produce to the neighborhood. Now they're adding vertical farms to grow leafy greens and herbs. Founder Andre Lee Ellis and local agricultural groups train teenagers who tend the farm. He says he teaches them life skills that he hopes will combat gun violence in the city.
As long as they have their hands in the soil, they can keep them off the trigger of a gun.
The program is at one fire station for now and expanding to four others. The farm in operation is expected to grow 100 pounds of food per month. Coming up, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is adding two more lanes on a stretch of Interstate 94 that runs through the west side of Milwaukee. Jonah Chester visits Milwaukee's Valley Park to hear what residents think of the project running through their neighborhood. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, Wisconsin's Department of Transportation is moving forward with rebuilding part of Interstate 94. That part runs through Milwaukee's west side. But as Jonah Chester reports, community members and environmentalists worry the project could undo years of efforts to clean up the Menominee River and safeguard neighborhoods along the expressway from flooding.
So what are we doing here today?
We are watering.
We are watering the plant?
Yes.
It's community cleanup night at Milwaukee's Valley Park, and Anne Bowie is trying to wrangle about a half a dozen neighborhood kids. She's assigning them jobs for the evening. Some get mulching duty, some are in charge of watering the flowers. And she also deals with the occasional labor dispute. West of Valley Park runs the Menominee River. To its east is the valley, also known as Pigsville. And Interstate 94 forms the southern border of the neighborhood. Many Valley residents have lived in the shadow of the highway since this stretch of the road was built in 1963. Now the Wisconsin Department of Transportation plans to add two lanes to a 3.5-mile segment of the highway, and the valley falls right in the middle of that project. Bowie and her neighbors worry that expanding the road could disrupt their lives and pollute their community.
Look at these kids. There's like a 3-foot child there with a lung system that is already fragile and already probably compromised from living in houses with lead dust. So it's bad enough that we have the freeways that we have here, but why are we going to spend, 5 years probably building more?
The expansion of I-94 will add about 29 acres of asphalt to the road. That's more than 20 football fields worth of land that will no longer be able to absorb water. Neighborhoods along the highway, and especially those that are near the Menominee, have struggled with flooding in the past. Valley Park was actually built in the early 2000s to protect nearby homes when the Menominee floods. And residents say it's worked. Peggy Falsetti recalls a time when children would play in standing water when the Menominee River surged over its banks.
And things used to be different. I mean, I remember waking up one morning and the water was all the way up to 39th Street.
But other neighborhoods aren't as lucky. Many neighborhoods south of I-94 near the Menominee still face a high flood risk during severe storms. More households in those neighborhoods also face challenges like having older homes and lacking health insurance, things that make recovering from flooding harder. The State Transportation Department says expanding the road will increase runoff, but officials won't develop a plan to address that until the final planning stages. Cheryl Nen is with the Milwaukee Riverkeeper. She says their approach won't allow for community input.
There's been a lot of, you know, really serious work to deal with flood management in the watershed, and that work continues. This type of a project, you know, is going to make it harder for us to achieve our goals for clean rivers.
Milwaukee has its own rules for planning to minimize runoff in a project's early stages. But as a state agency, NEN says the Department of Transportation isn't bound by those rules.
It is frustrating because they acknowledge there's pollution. They acknowledge that there's a litany of different things they can do to minimize that or ameliorate those impacts, but they don't commit to anything.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation declined an interview for this story. In an email, a department spokesperson said they try to minimize environmental impacts in all of their projects. Back at the Valley Park cleanup, Janet Haas says she's worried about how the expansion will impact the park. The community puts a lot of work into maintaining it, and residents think of it as the heart of the neighborhood.
Who is going to benefit? Because it's not going to be us. The soil is going to be crummier, more polluted. We worked on this park. Why should we give it back?
Haas says expanding the interstate closer to the park could undo all of their work. Jonah Chester, Wisconsin Public Radio.
If you can please show...
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Krobe, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, catch us every single weekday morning anywhere you get your podcasts. And of course, don't forget to subscribe and leave us that rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.